It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. We're in conversation with one of the most prominent conservative family foundations in the country, the Bradley Foundation. Its mission is to donate millions of dollars each year to groups that they believe will strengthen civil society and advance a free market system. Foundation awarded 285 grants last year under headings like Informed Citizens, which is where we begin our discussion on education in K-12 school choice and in higher ed and free speech on campus. Join in, 800-642-1234. Rick Graber is here, president and CEO of the Milwaukee-based Lined and Harry Bradley Foundation. He served on its board since 2014, was a former U.S. ambassador to the Czech Republic in the early aughts, and former chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Rick, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thanks, Kate. Nice to talk to you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Well, let's take stock here then. Bradley Foundation says it gives, you know, roughly $40 million to hundreds of charities each year. The organization has given tens of millions of dollars to backers of private school vouchers alone. Why is school choice allowing, you know, public education dollars to follow students to whatever school they like? Why is this a high priority for the Bradley Foundation?
Well, it's really fundamental to our society to have what we call informed citizens. And, you know, I think this is a particularly timely discussion with elections upcoming, with recent results released by the Department of Public Instruction about how students are doing in our state. And frankly, the results were horrible.
COVID was rough.
It's hard to spin it any other way. COVID was very rough, and we can talk about that as well. It really comes down to this for us. We think that the very best people to decide the best course of an education for students are parents. At the end of the day, parents know best what is right for their kids. And in our view, the more options that parents have to pick a solution that works for their kids, the better. And particularly in a time when, again, the results of recently released are just very, very bad, with less than 40% of kids proficient in reading and in math. And it's even worse in the large urban areas, particularly Milwaukee.
Wisconsin has an open enrollment law. You can apply for the available spots in any school district. What is the school choice that you envision?
Ultimately, the dollars should follow the kids. You know, Milwaukee, it's taken 35 years. Bradley Foundation is involved every step of the way. And today, you know, roughly 45, almost 50% of the kids in Milwaukee do not go to a traditional public school. In our view, that's good. That's good. But there is so much to do when you look at the proficiency rates in Milwaukee hovering around 10% for math, 12% for reading. That's just not good enough. I mean, this is a civil right. Our promise is to give kids a good education. Our promise is not to fund a school system in a particular way that we've done for decades and decades, or even centuries for that matter. Our system isn't working. We have thrown money at students. We have the per pupil spending continues to go up, but the results aren't there. And we're failing generations of kids in our state and in our communities. And we got to try something different. And if that means, you know, thinking a little bit more outside of the box in terms of charter schools, voucher schools, homeschooling. Certainly public schools have to be part of that mix. I want to be real clear. I'm not advocating for the end of public schools. What I'm advocating for is a lot of choice for parents, and the more choice, the better. Maybe it's a hybrid of all of the above for a particular child. We got to do better. We're failing our kids. We're failing this generation, and we can't wait any longer.
I'm going to get you on a better line here as we talk about schools and philanthropy with Bradley Foundation President and CEO Rick Graber, who is with us to look at the priorities of the Bradley Foundation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. As we look at where Bradley Foundation puts its money and its dollars, $1 billion over more than 30 years ago, you can join in at 800-642-1234. Rick, are you still there? We're trying to get you on a better line.
Still here. Okay. I'm hearing you just fine.
Okay, good. Well, we'll hang on to this as we can and see how it goes. You know, I don't want to belabor the debate about school choice, good or bad, yeah. But I want to know, where do you see a wise investment of Bradley funds to move the needle on school choice here in Wisconsin? Can you give an example of where you put those dollars?
Absolutely. I've had the privilege of visiting many, many schools in the Milwaukee area. And there are some outstanding examples of schools where it really is working, where kids are getting a great education and they're thriving. Schools like St. Marcus, Kingdom Prep, Milwaukee Academy of Science, Milwaukee Lutheran, Wisconsin Lutheran, Aug Prep, Hmong American Peace Academy. You've got outstanding leaders at these schools. And you walk into these schools and you know in about 10 minutes that something pretty special is happening. That's where we're investing. We're investing where success is happening. And unfortunately, there's not enough of it. We need more of that.
But can you give
us
specific...
We need to celebrate the leaders and the teachers that are... Yeah.
But
I mean, look at the academic scores in these schools. They're better. They're much, much better.
What organization that you, Bradley Foundation, has been investing in over the years that has helped make that happen, has helped
we have funded, of all the schools I just mentioned, we have helped to fund all of them. We make grants to all of them. We fund another great organization called the Center for Urban Teaching. Magnificent job preparing upcoming teachers or existing teachers to teach in the very difficult urban environments that they go to work in every single day. Another great organization. The hurdles that we face are not enough parent engagement. Got to work on that. That's not a quick fix. There aren't enough facilities. We don't have enough qualified teachers and administrators. And you've got a funding issue, frankly, where as you know, the charter schools and voucher schools get a lot less money from the state than the public schools do.
And so ultimately, then, the bigger question becomes, is Wisconsin willing and able to support two school systems, public school systems and private school systems, if you need to significantly increase the payment per student for charter and voucher students?
We should be supporting students, kids, not systems. In a perfect world, from my perspective, dollars should follow the kids, as they've done in Arizona recently, as they've done in West Virginia, other places across the country. There should be an account in effect for each student, and parents can decide how best to spend that account. Perhaps it's spending part of the day in a public school and the rest of the day somewhere else. Maybe part of the day is homeschooling. But our obligation should be to kids, and we should trust parents to make the choice. That's not how our system works right now. Right now, you're assigned to a school by some bureaucrat. It's not working. The results aren't working.
We're going to pause here. Rick Graber, CEO of the Bradley Foundation, the major private grant-making foundation based in Milwaukee, in last year's annual report noting over $1 billion in grants through its history. We're looking at the values and the state of conservatism in America going there. Join in 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with the CEO of the Milwaukee-based Bradley Foundation. Rick Graber is here. Family Foundation has its mission to restore, strengthen, and protect the principles and institutions of American exceptionalism. We turn to elections in a moment. As the Bradley Foundation has stressed ahead of the 2020 presidential election, they support groups that safeguard the American election system. Join in on the foundation's philanthropy at the intersection of democracy, education, and elections. 800-642-1234. Let's take a call now. Dave is with us from Lake Villa, Illinois. Is that right, Dave?
Yes, I would like to say that you must start when children are small. You have to have books in the house. You take them to the library. You do things with your children to get them interested in reading.
In those early years, early months. Dave, thank you for that. And, you know, Rick Graber, I would imagine your foundation supports early childhood education in some respects.
Absolutely. And we do a lot of work promoting families. Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more with Dave. The starting early makes a big difference.
Let's go to Troy in Green Bay now. Troy, hi.
And hi, Rick. I just want to let you know I have been to St. Marcus. It's a wonderful school. I have friends who work there and have supported it. And I guess one thing I saw for sure, I was there, was there concentrated kids, parents care, and it creates a wonderful environment. I mean, you can see it, feel it. And I had to wonder, if we're creating a concentration of parents and kids who care, what happens to the other side? Because it creates a concentration of kids and parents who don't care. So that's going to end up in the public school system. So when you create this unbalance, is that good for all of society?
Troy,
sure. I mean, again, we're not advocating for the end of public schools. We hope and think it's important that the public schools improve their performance, particularly in large urban areas. Again, let parents decide. In some cases, a public school is going to be the right solution. Great. In other cases, it's not. But let parents decide. Let parents be a partner in the process. Sure, there are some parents that can't or won't do that. And then you got to deal with it. And then you go to the great voluntary associations of our civil society that every community has that do great work. But start with the presumption that parents can and want to do what's best for their kids. That's not the presumption today.
Troy, thank you. Jill now in Kimberly. Jill, go ahead.
Hi. I just want to point out that from your guest statement that the money needs to follow the child, to the best of my knowledge as a public school teacher, voucher accepting schools, private schools, charter schools do not have to accept every student, which leaves them free to not take special needs kids, not take the students that take the most resources. So public schools who take everybody are providing those special ed pairs, are providing those heavy resources, which is taking money away from the public schools because they're only accepting students that are easier to fund.
Actually, as you hear that argument a lot, it just is not true. The choice and charter schools, the kids enter into a lottery, and the schools take whoever comes out of that lottery. A school like St. Marcus on the north side of Milwaukee has the exact same percentage of special need kids as any school in the Milwaukee public school system. So that it just is not true that's the case. And
how do you make school choice work, though, with equality in mind, given that if parents have a choice, research shows, you know, they tend to send their kids to schools with people similar to themselves. How do you see equality through this lens?
I trust parents. Parents should send their kids to wherever they want to send their kids and have the choice to do that. And then I would argue for more choice. But let parents decide that, not some bureaucrat trying to define a term like quality. Let parents decide.
Okay, let's move on to elections. The 2020 elections, Reuters reported that Bradley Foundation has given millions of dollars to conservative legal groups concerned with voter fraud. Why is the Bradley Foundation focused on how elections are being handled?
It's a fundamental institution in our country, in our democracy, in our republic, and that's the institution of elections. And what we're very, very worried about is that there's a lack of trust on both sides of the political spectrum in our elections. It seems that whoever loses is claiming that the election was stolen. Hillary Clinton made that claim in 2016. Stacey Abrams in Georgia still hasn't conceded the governor's race there a few years ago. And we all know what happened in 2020. So it is very dangerous if people don't trust elections. And it seems to me that we went through a tumultuous period with the pandemic and everything. Let's take a forward-looking analysis of how we can regain that trust. Things like voter ID, cleaning up voter rolls, not restricting vote, make voting accessible, but in a way that people have confidence in. And we're not there right now.
So how do you restore that trust through where you put your philanthropic dollars? How do you get to that trust?
Well, for instance, we funded a very good study by the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty, which we've helped on. And they came back with what seemed to be some pretty common sense recommendations here in the state of Wisconsin. Process ballots a little bit earlier, so we're not counting votes days and weeks after elections. Defining the term confined voter, which people took liberties with in the last election. Update voter rolls. Ban the private funding of elections, the so-called Zuckerbucks. What Mark Zuckerberg did was to put money into local election officials and in effect turn out votes for Democrat candidates.
I just want to pause and go back to Will, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Bradley Foundation gave $1 million last year to the conservative law firm. A quarter of that money involves match money. But regardless, does the path to free and fair elections run through the courts and all the litigation to advance the changes that you want to have happen?
I think a good chunk of the path lies in coming up with a system that works, which means legislation, which means an understanding among all sides about what it takes to conduct an election that people feel comfortable with, even if you lose. Litigation is part of it. Both sides have litigated. Unfortunately, when laws and regulations are ignored, you have to resort to the courts. But no, I don't think the courts are the only part of this, and part of it's cultural and institutional and legislative.
Talking about the Bradley Foundation's work and philanthropy with President and CEO Rick Graber, talking about the Zuckerberg funds that you brought up after the 2020 elections, conservatives challenged the legality of a Mark Zuckerberg-funded effort to help Wisconsin communities conduct the 2020 election in the pandemic. We've seen multiple courts, federal and state, ruling against those challenges. Do you see anything wrong in a person like Mark Zuckerberg funding a nonprofit or foundation that provides grants to support elections?
Yeah, I do see a big problem with it, because his money was targeted to turn out Democrat votes, and to have private money given to state or local election officials to turn out votes is not right.
The center of tech and civic life, providing more than $10 million to more than 200 Wisconsin communities.
Targeted in Democrat areas. Now, let's be honest about that. That's where that money went. That's where that money went. And I think if it was on the other side, if you had a big conservative donor funding turnout in heavy Republican areas more than it already is, you'd have problems with that, too. private money should not be influencing how we conduct our elections. And it did. Now, I'm not saying it's illegal. You're right. This went through courts. It was looked at. But it hurts the trust of the institution. And that's what we're up against.
Rick,
that's what we should be trying to fix on both sides. We got to be able to trust our elections.
Rick, thank you so much for the conversation and for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Rick Graber, President and CEO of the Lined and Harry Bradley Foundation based in Milwaukee. Up ahead, we sink our teeth into some of the 5,000 varieties of apples the USDA is trying to preserve. Join in 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News Update is next on the Ideas Network.